Yeah, well, you're better off if you have children. They're better off. I think I did hear you talk about being home with the kids this Saturday. They're better off. Better they should become hams at age 8 or 10 than get addicted to those video games. Our daughter and son-in-law had quite a time. They're gamers, and they're out west somewhere in Utah, and they're realizing that the kids, you know, it's tough. We were visiting, and, you know, we flew out to Utah, and so the kids got home from school the first day we were there, and they went running off to their bedrooms. I said, "Where are you guys going?" "Oh, I got to get on my game." I said, "Oh, no, you don't. You come sit with Grandpa." So my kids said they had to start try to curtail some of that screen time, because it's just I look at some of those games out there, and they're evil. There's nothing good about any of them. They're tough. At least the ones I've seen. And yeah, as far as the HF, I like building things. I was a plumber by trade. And got involved with, you know, plumbing, pipe fitting, HVAC, you know, boilers and all that. And I like building things. Well, I've built a couple antennas now, and I'm trying to plan out a loop on my property, and a couple other dipoles, and just trying to plan ahead a little bit and get prepared for what I need to do, for, you know, what posts, you know, what anchor points I need to put up, and where it would work out best, and, you know, how much can I put on the chimney, and do I want to mount any tripods on the roof, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's been, I'm afraid, I don't want it to get all consuming, because I want to make sure my wife gets, you know, she's jealous of my time, too. And speaking of which, you said your wife got your radio. You need to let her see you using that radio, so she'll maybe appreciate it more. Back to you.
You're connected to CMN Network.
At 8 DBF. You know, she said something the other day, because I told her I was selling one of my radios, because this is the one I got you. And I was like, no, I would never sell that. It's like, I was like, it's a gift from you. Why would I get rid of it? And she goes, well, where is it? I'm like, well, it's in my safe, because I got a handful of very basic dual-band analogs. I got ICOM ICT-10, I got a FT-60, and I got a VX-6R. Two of them are Mars modded. They're in a safe, not in a Faraday sleeve, but I think they would survive in the event. So I just keep them locked away as a, you know, in case of emergency backup radio. Or if I want to take a radio that I'm not worried about breaking, you know, like I was just saying, I'm not going to take my Kenwood GHD-75 hunting. But yeah, I know, I need to break it out and start using it so she can see that I use the gift she gives me. And as far as the video games and them getting their amateur license, I think I got a couple, two, I have three of them. I think the two older ones, obviously the little guy's not aware, but they love their FRS radios. They got Bluey FRS radios. I'll flip over